Right. Oh gosh.
I'm not watching.
This is us laughing at me because I think it's cringy when I have to do the intro, like, oh, this is episode so and so, whatever number. You all watching me through your mesh hat. And I get super embarrassed when people watch me do it or listen to me do it because I think it's cringy. And Zach says, oh, I'm not gonna watch you. And then he was looking at me through the mesh in his hat. And now he's over there texting like we're not doing the pod.
I'm here.
I invited Zach on the pod today because,
She loves me.
well, yeah, but so we can talk about some things for him to defend himself against the allegations I made on my
Going to
story.
court.
Yeah. But anyway, first, this is episode 8. It's brought to you by my husband today, actually, in Mathis Marketing, because in honor of my 8th episode, if you find the code on my website to buy some merch, you'll get some money off. So you can find the code. So I want to start out with asking you, did you see my stories on Instagram?
No.
You didn't?
No.
I can see if you can. I can check to see if you saw
Check,
them.
cue it up.
I will cue it up. Hold on. So I looked. He didn't watch them, but what did you just say?
I said I did scroll through them. I did not have the volume on to watch your video, but I did see some of the questions you were asking in your polls.
Okay. So what did you feel about those poll questions?
I mean,
What? What, red face?
let's go back to it.
Go ahead and watch them. Hold on, be right back. Actually, I won't be right back. I'll get his
Yeah, let's do it. Do it
get
live! Fuck
his live opinion of these.
Roommate phase.
Are you gonna watch
Wanna.
the actual videos?
No, I well, yes, I will actually.
Yeah, do that.
Exhausted from just like maybe asking for help and not getting it.
Ooh,
Like
burn
just
pay.
small little things that like you physically can't do. Like, for example, and if my husband sees this, he's gonna cry, but I took all of our Christmas decorations down. I took the tree down. I got everything literally
He's
in the
gonna cry,
boxes.
guys.
And all I needed was help putting it on a shelf in the garage. And I asked him so many times to do that for me. And it's now April 4th and it just got done. But it like
It though. Hold on.
happens like with a. And then ultimately,
Your pimple patch. And that's my
sure.
fault too.
Okay. Now, from what you heard on that, what do you think? Like, what? Because I have to say, real quick, before you have anything to even say, there was so many other women that related to everything that I said.
I'm sure.
So many.
I'm sure. And that's fine.
So where does the problem lie?
I'd like to talk to the men also.
Okay, well, start a podcast and do some
I
polls.
guess.
Pull it up on your personal account. You don't even have to start a podcast.
That's fine.
Be on this podcast, a successful one. So.
You brought me to court.
Okay, so I asked you a question. What do you think? Like,
I do think that there is a lot of truth that maybe things shouldn't take that long to get done. You are right.
did you hear that, guys?
Okay.
I love it. Thank you. Literally. Oh my God. But here's a but. It's
No
coming
but.
up.
No but. I
Go
told
on.
you the other day.
Come on, just say it. What's on your mind?
But no different than how maybe some days you might, and every situation is different, right? Be feeling overwhelmed or not doing. Now, I'm going to speak out of both sides of my mouth. Should it take 4 months to do? No. Okay. I understand that. I accept that. I've taken my lashings for that. But there are days that might turn into weeks where in my head, I might be feeling those same emotions in a different way. I might be overstimulated. I might want to chill out or have me time. And that kind of goes to the back of the priority list. Not that your feelings aren't a priority, but they kind of go, those tasks get buried. And I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that sometimes that's
the way the cookie crumbles,
the way it might fall. And day to day, and obviously you know this, a lot going on where it's easy for those things to kind of get buried when you have things with the kids, dinner every night, or, you know, just the day to day stuff.
Yeah. I feel like we both, and this is not, I'm not trying to argue, but I feel like husband and wife, and not just our even dynamic, but I feel like we all feel like that. You have a lot going on in a different sense than I have a lot going on, you know?
Yeah.
So things that might be super important to me, it's like your back burner task. But, and like vice versa, you know?
Right.
So.
But I think the, like, big thing in any relationship is to, one, admit that you can see the way that the other person is feeling.
Yeah, and admit that, hey, yeah, this might, you know, take longer than it needs to, but this is why, because I'm feeling like this. You know?
Yeah. I think it's hard to describe or, like,
I think we say, I think a lot.
We do.
I think
we do say, I think a lot.
That's funny.
No, but, yeah. So, that's my 2 cents on that.
So, what if I bring up how it affects people's sex lives and intimacy? Because it does. I, again, had multiple women reach out to me and say, by the end of the day, by the end of their day, they are so touched out and emotionally exhausted that they feel like they don't have anything left to give.
I get that.
And all they want to do is mindlessly sit there and just not think. And I can appreciate that because that's how I feel sometimes. Most of the time,
I think
honestly.
You can also admit, like, I'm not the type of guy that, like,
is constantly asking me and pressures me into doing it.
No. Yeah, because I'm a little pervy with you.
Well, I like it when you're like that.
Yeah,
I really do.
I like making my jokes or, you know.
Yeah, and but I know that if it's like a dead ass, like, I'm not in the mood, you would back off.
Yeah.
You don't even, you're scared of me.
Yes. But I do think that that is an important part in marriage when it comes to not necessarily like physical intimacy, but intimacy in general.
Yeah.
I think that that is a chance to connect, whether it's intellectually or physically. And I do think it's a pillar of a strong marriage.
Yeah. I mean, and I know that I need to be more, because again, when I get like that, and I just want to sit there and just not even engage with people, that's frustrating.
Yeah, like we've talked, like when you say like engage like that, that's because
I literally want to shut my brain off.
even a form to me is when you just sit there and you are engaged in
What you're saying.
one of these silly conversations where I go on and on for a half hour about
What do I call you?
Quizlet. Shit
Quizlet.
that does not matter to the world, but it interests me, whether it's art or 90s music or some book that I read or, like something. But that's how I also unload my day, is all that leftover garbage in my head. I look to you to, well, share it with, but also take some of it. And just eye contact and you actually sitting down and listening to me
I get that.
makes sense. Like that helps me throughout the day.
I get that. But I can't do that all the time.
That,
You know, like
yep.
sometimes all the leftover shit in my brain, I don't unload it the same way.
Yeah, that's fine.
So sometimes I do need to sit there and just not engage to make me feel better. You know?
Yeah.
Like we're just two completely different people when it comes to that. And that's not me not needing you, you know? That's just me needing to do what I need to do. Like meditation vibes. I don't know.
No, I get that.
And you know, like we talk too, like we're completely different people in the sense of like even how we are. Like you have to be a busy bee.
Yep.
Your mind has to be occupied by something. You know, I could nap all day. I could lay in my bed all freaking day by myself and sleep and chill and just be a vegetable on my bed.
Idle hands are the devil's playground. I have to stay busy. It's just the way I am. I've been like that since I was a kid.
But like again, we're complete opposites.
Yeah, I just. Yeah.
Because I don't have to be.
Drives me nuts sitting on the couch.
It does not drive me nuts. It makes me feel at peace.
Little potato.
Yep. So I want to ask you too then about, okay, so my last video is talking about how, and I got this from you because you always, it's not a pissing match. And I said that in my video because I got it from you. But I said, you know, how couples kind of like have a pissing match on who's more tired from what. Like, oh, I worked all day. I'm tired. I deserve to be tired.
I
Or,
well, and it's exhausting even having that conversation. It
well, it
doesn't,
is.
and we've gotten a lot better at that.
We have. We really, really have because it used to be bad.
I used to be,
When we were first time parents, it was the worst
I
because
used to be terrible with that.
yeah.
I just worked, that's so bad. Men, don't do that to your wife. That
Yeah, don't.
is terrible, honestly. It does not matter who makes the most money, who takes care of the kids the most, or this back and forth. Within your four walls, you need to operate as a team. And that is still something that we work on daily. It's not perfect,
Yeah.
but it is drastically improved.
It has drastically improved.
And also
But
this like
let's be
weird
better.
like thing about like guys or whoever, the men in the house, take that how you will. And this like boasting of, I work 70 hours a week and I make all this money. That's all fine and dandy, but it's good to instill your kids with a good work ethic, but your priority should be taking care of your family and what is back home.
Right.
That's me, but that's my little rant on that.
Yeah, I mean, I've just looked at life completely different. I mean, everybody has their different way, you know? Like, I used to be obsessed with the grind, you know? Working, like having that, you know? But I never really had like a solid career either. So, I don't.
Well, yours, we had beta young.
We did, and I don't know. I've always liked being with the kids.
Well, you made sacrifices because that's where you had to be. So you put things on your personal back burner, which now you're starting to step into. Obviously, you're doing this. You're
Yeah, like
obviously,
doing things I love.
yeah.
But I've also really liked the idea of really slowing down. Like even in the mornings, I feel like with with the time change, we have not been waking up at 6 a.m. and drinking
No.
coffee together, which I want to get back to. I have not been going to the gym as much. Neither has Zach. We want to get back to that, but we're gonna be getting on a cool routine.
Yeah, back to our
Yeah,
early morning dates where
we're gonna do
there's peace and
that.
quiet other than the damn dogs.
Yeah, but I just like the idea of slowing down. Like I said, even in the mornings with the kids, even when I'm getting them ready, I feel like not rushing the morning and actually like thinking in my head, because I have trouble with this. Make every experience they have a good one. And
Yeah.
you don't have to be in control, because I feel like I let my control take over sometimes. I'm like, just let me do it because it's faster, it's easier, hurry up, let's go. But I've really been trying to be like savoring the moment, the little moments that you don't really think about.
Right. And I think you've probably seen a drastic improvement in everybody's mood.
Yeah, I really have.
And the girls, I mean, they're learning something along the way,
Yeah.
right? So
I
I think
really
that's
just
good.
want them to be in control of their emotions, because for the longest time, I wasn't, and I'm still not perfect at it, and I struggle. You're a lot more patient than me. Even you lose your patience, though.
Yeah.
Normal.
This is very normal. So, like, talking about the relationship and this kind of the dance that is marriage, right? One step here, one step there, this back and forth. The one thing that I think on the outside looking in at you and I, because we've had friends that have said something, because you and I talk to each other like we're best friends, because we
Yeah.
are,
Yeah.
right? In the roommate phase and all of this stuff. The one thing, and I think this either gets you and I in trouble or it really helps and it's a good quality. So maybe we'll let somebody else decide this,
Oh
okay?
gosh, what?
No, it's all good. I truly, personally like this quality of our relationship, maybe not in the moment, but that we are brutally honest with each other,
Yeah.
which I think is, I can break it down maybe how I feel about that.
Do it. Break it down. Break it down, baby.
Well, I feel like that it does you a disservice if I'm not honest with you.
The one thing you're never honest with me about, real quick, I just have to be funny real quick, is when I have shit in my teeth.
Well, I never really pay attention. It's
You
not.
just need to be more, you just need to be better at that. I just have to tell you. Okay, keep going.
But, like, if I don't like that you're doing, if you're doing something I don't like, I will tell you. And I think that that needs to happen. Because when you bury shit, and then we've been through this too, where it kind of overflows and it's like, whoa, where'd that come from?
Yeah.
Rather than, like, I do not like the person you are being right now.
Yeah.
Let's not do that.
Right.
Or, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Like even just know and like knowing each other's triggers. Like I know that he doesn't like it when I
Yeah.
do A, B, and C, so I probably shouldn't do that.
That's
If
a
he and
respect thing.
yeah, it's not because I like obey you, it's because I respect how you feel and
Yeah, I do the same thing.
right. I honestly think we just need to be better at realizing what like doesn't make us like happy and just like kind of like being more respectful of that. You
Yeah.
know?
First thing you have to do is just recognize that you're not the same person.
Right.
Like, that's huge.
Right. Like okay, let's talk about this because this is huge in relationships too that I don't really think people understand fully. I think you probably know what I'm about to say. me and my sister bond on this level so much because we're the same. And you and Tyler are kind of the same, which is funny. But love languages.
Oh, yeah.
Love languages. When you have a husband whose love language is physical touch, and you have a me who's hates physical touch. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I like to cuddle every now and then, but I don't physically have to be touching all the time for me to show love. I show love with acts of service, and I prioritize that for people. I feel like I do the things for other people that I would love. And that might be a little selfish, but then in my mind, it's not selfish because I think everybody loves it, you know?
Right.
So that's why I'm always like, I have to keep the house clean. I want Zach to be happy. I want to fold his laundry and have him be happy, you know?
I try to meet you on that bridge.
Yeah. I feel like that's why I'm a perfectionist too. It's because I feel like I just want everybody to live in like a clean environment, and I feel like doing those things makes it so everyone else doesn't have to do those things.
Yeah, and
You
that's
know?
great.
Yeah. But sometimes I feel like it does go unappreciated. Not just from you, but kids, but they're kids. But then again, like as a mom who's doing all this, you're looking at the kids like, damn it. Why don't you appreciate this? Even though they don't because they're kids. But in my eyes, I'm like, don't know how much goes into this. Blood, sweat, and fucking tears. Especially these dogs.
The dogs are the worst.
The dogs, ever since like,
You talk about not appreciating anything.
I know these freeloaders. And then, like, I
Freeloaders.
literally clean up after the dogs every single day. Every single day. It's the dogs. It's the fucking dogs.
They don't speak English. They can't hear us.
We can just blame them.
Yep. All right. Sorry if this episode was a little choppy. We had to take some of the shit that I said out.
Yeah, he's inappropriate.
But,
Not that this isn't like rated R.
rated R.
We're talking about sex and saying fuck a lot.
Sex and fighting and.
Saying fuck a lot. Oh, you know.
Oh, God. No, but truly, you are my best friend. But
Oh, you're my best friend.
now I'm gonna unload on your listeners like I do
Oh God.
to you at the end of the night. No,
Guys,
but
if you don't unload like this and you need to just sit there and mindlessly scroll.
I heard this quote and I wanted to say it because I really liked it. And talking about not necessarily relationships, but just life in general, moving forward. Doing things, okay?
Growing.
Growing.
Re
This will,
respecting each other's
yep.
feelings.
Okay. There are two times, or two of the best times to plant a tree. The first was 20 years ago. The second best is now.
You're so wise, you
That
know?
was a Chinese proverb. And those Chinamen are pretty smart.
You always are just the wisest. It's almost so wise, it doesn't make sense in my brain. Well, I guess we can wrap it up. Wrap it up.
We don't wrap it up anymore.
Wrap it up. Yeah. Thanks for coming on the pod tonight.
Also,
It's hold on. It's late. I know.
holy shit.
So don't judge. But
Past
what
your
were you
bedtime.
gonna say?
Oh, shout out to Budweiser Zero. 60 days sober yesterday.
Oh
It
yeah.
is probably the best NA domestic beer on the market.
On the market.
Yeah, and I also played golf when I first quit drinking on Super Bowl Sunday. And the guy in the pro shop, I asked for three Budweiser Zeros. And he looked at me in front of everybody and said, "Hey man, you know that there's like no alcohol in those, right?" And I'm like, Yeah, fuck face. That's the point.
All right. Well, I am proud of you for that, for sure.
Thanks.
And also, we're not done with our mental health movement, by the way. We'll be back on top of that.
And we really enjoyed speaking at the high school. So I would, I think Taylor would as well, like to do more of that. So,
anybody? Well, I didn't speak. I was just there for moral support.
Well, you're pretty and you were a good little.
But Zachary did really enjoy it and he has some other things up his sleeve.
Yeah.
So
if anybody wants us to come, we'd be more than happy to share our story and hopefully help some other people.
Heck yeah. But for right now, I'm going to get my ass back in the gym.
Gym?
And routine, good vibes. And remember, if you can find the code on my checkout page for my merch, you'll get 8% off for my 8th episode, which is really cool. And I'll see you guys next week for my 9th one. So that's cool. Bye. Are you going to say bye?
Bye.